Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Chesapod. I am Masokosia Mela and I am out here at Juve Troop's press conference. After waiting many, many hours, we finally found out the big news that Juve Troop had for us. He has remade his classic hit, Ngikhokhele. It features a whole lot of artists, from Lindo to Rebecca Malope to Benjamin Dube. Tune in to hear what he has to say about his big news.
Yes, umzanzi celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the cheese pod.
How you feeling?
I'm good. I feel really good. I feel really good.
Did you ever think that this day would ever come?
No. To tell you the truth, man, it's been... It was the most scariest thing, which I learned. Because I really did not think that it was going to happen. It was not going to, you know, because I never thought, like, the day would come where I'd be ready to boldly speak to you guys, especially, you know. But I'm really happy.
But
really
how come you didn't brief us before? What's the reason behind that?
I want to see you guys face to face because I really played away far from you guys. But most importantly, man, I think having you guys there and telling me there, go fair. I think that's, for me, that was more impactful than just having to brief you. You know, because if I had to brief you, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
You would have to see the visual. Did you see the visuals today? Did you see it?
Yeah,
did you
did.
Believe them?
I did.
You like them?
I did.
You love them?
I did.
Nice
I did.
Nice
so now, tell me, I know it might be like taking you back there, but... How do you feel now that that tragic ordeal has become this? Like how many years later? 10 years later?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm only grateful to God for the fact that I've been able to live out those 10 years to be able to get here where I would want to do something genuinely from the bottom of my heart for them, you know?
And why? Why are
what's your name again?
Masego.
You can't buy a family. You can't manipulate situations. There's nothing that I can do that can erase what happened. But
and
like
why
I
are
said,
the proceedings going to the family? Why did you think of doing that?
I know that some of the families would do with a little bit of help financially, simply because when that ordeal happened, those were school kids. Those kids were studying to be somebody. We don't even know if those kids are going to be breadwinners. I don't know that. And I'm not saying that I want to replace those kids. What I'm saying is that I'm here. I'm willing to be your son just to help you throughout. And even the ones that are brain damaged, I'm willing to say, for listen, those ones, because I know for one of them wants to be a carpenter, you know, to build him something, I know what he can do so that he can feed his family. Every child goes to school for a better tomorrow. So I don't know what that better tomorrow is, but because I've been given a second chance, I'm willing to play that part and be their son, and God replace that. We don't know what God does. Do you understand what I'm saying? So no matter how long it took, I can never do it because somebody says, well, I'm the soul. No, I'm doing this because God says it's the right time. And like I told you earlier on, I was broke. They froze my accounts. I hit rock bottom. You understand? I came back and I doubled up. But I'm living constantly with this pain. I'm constantly living with the scar for it. Sharp, Otemba may not be in the spotlight. I am. I need to do the way I was raised up. Even if you can't fix what happened that day, Mara, do something. That's all.
Do you plan to help more after this?
Oh, listen to me when I'm telling you that. I'm saying that if the family can take me as their son, that is forever. Till the day I die. That's it.
Okay. Now tell me about the Juve Troop now. The Moja love Juve Troop, everything. What are your plans for like next year and the next however many years?
I'm not going to say anything about that.
Why not?
I've always got something on my sleeve. So... I'm not can't say anything about that.
Okay. Right. Anyway, we'll keep it locked, I guess. Anyway, thank you so much for your time. That's all I needed to hear. And also one last question. Weren't you scared being back in the public eye and being on TV, getting all the attention?
Yes, I was. Mm. I didn't want to come back.
Mm.
No, I didn't.
What were you going to do? Like, what were you
planning? I didn't want to come back on TV. I didn't want to come back to music. I just wanted to stay locked up at home. And I was even scared to even go to the mall, you know, because I don't know how people would look at me.
Mm. And so, how are people now?
Like I said, the reason why I thank South Africa is because South Africa is such a forgiving nation, and I think it's because liberal and other kids, people are not dumb. And when somebody's genuine, you can't fake that, you know. So for me, that's all that matters.
Thank you so much. That's all I needed.